Last Tuesday, I arrived at work to an email telling me there was a woodpecker in trouble, hanging from some fishing line or string on a tree out in Foxborough. I emailed back my phone number to get directions, and within minutes got a call from the woman whose yard the bird was in. Woodpeckers have fierce beaks, and she hadn't handled wild birds before, so she was very relieved that I was willing to go over and help. She was at work, so I'd have to find the tree on my own. She said it was near her kid's swing set. She and her husband had first noticed the bird the day before, and at first didn't realize it was tangled. It just seemed to be spending a lot of time near the swing set. But then, when they approached and it tried to fly, they discovered it was tied to something. With that, I jumped in my car. I'd let my rehab license expire years ago, but figured time was of the essence. If I was really lucky, the bird just needed to be freed from whatever was tangling it. And if I was really unlucky, the bird was already dead. Those two scenarios didn't require anyone with a license. There were, of course, other possibilities, that the monofilament had cut into tissue or feathers or tightened enough that there was dangerous swelling. If the bird required a rehabber's attention, I'd bring it straight to Emily Buchanan, the licensed rehabber in Duluth. I keep a box in my car for just such emergencies, marked with Emily's phone number. I also keep gloves and a roll of vet wrap and a few paper bags and some paper clips in case a small bird needs transport. I got all the way past Patterson State Park before I suddenly realized that I'd forgotten to bring a pair of scissors. If the bird was tangled on monofilament, there'd be no safe way to break it. Fortunately, a short distance from where I had to turn off Highway 35, there was a convenience store that lived up to its name, so I bought scissors that I'll be keeping in my emergency box from now on. When I got to the house, I didn't see the bird at first and thought with a sinking heart that it must have died or been taken by a predator, but as I walked around the swing set, it suddenly started flapping. It was a gorgeous male flicker hanging from the trunk by his leg, but otherwise looked in good condition. I'd brought my camera and was already turning it on as I walked toward the bird. It seemed the height of rudeness to not only take his picture while he was in dire straits, but to waste time doing it when the poor bird just needed help. I snapped one shot, put the camera on the ground, and helped him into an upright position on the tree as I checked to see what I was dealing with. He was caught on a wad of monofilament so fine as to be almost invisible. The woman told me they keep all their fishing tackle at their cabin. The bird had apparently picked this up elsewhere, but some of it had caught on the rough bark of this tree, fortunately a length of maybe 10 inches or so from where it was caught on the bird's foot, allowing him to at least hold himself upright when he wasn't struggling to fly. I picked up the weary bird with both hands. He didn't resist me in the least, just looked me in the eyes, apparently hoping for the best, and so I transferred him to my left hand and clipped the monofilament close to his foot. I was scared to look at his legs. So often thin line like this breaks through the skin when birds are struggling, but miraculously there was absolutely no tissue damage. A small bit of the line had wrapped around the bird, and I cut that off, then cut the last bit off his foot. I felt his breast. He wasn't too thin, and though he looked a bit dehydrated, it was a cool, moist day, so I knew he'd be better off just zipping off right then and there than getting lugged in my car to Emily. So I wished him Godspeed, opened my hands, and stood with him a moment as he got his bearings and took off with powerful wing beats to a nearby tree, where he wheeled about and looked at me. I whispered goodbye, got back into my car, and the two of us both got back to our regular lives. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.